Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ntokozo, esandleni, what a lovely song. I absolutely loved that one. And ahead of it, we also had a song by Nqubeko Mbatha and Janine Price with Help Me Know Jesus. Takes us to 20 minutes to 2. Remember, shortly from now, we're talking all matters pertaining to Open Ye Gates of Gauteng Revival 2025 with Prophet Sibo Dlomo. So do stick around for that conversation shortly.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
That's JD Crossan with Siba Mkhwebi, and I Am is the title of that one. All brings us down to 45 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. That's, in fact, let's wait for it. 14 minutes to 2. It is, of course, that time that I've been promising about. And if there's one thing you need to remember about me, I don't make false promises. Great news is on the line this afternoon, I've got Prophet Sibo Dlomo. Good afternoon, Mama.
Good afternoon, Luko. Good afternoon to the listeners at home.
How are you today? Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited to be here once again.
Oh, man.
Announcing the word of God and the revival that is upon us.
Amen. We're now just hours away, Mama, from the opening gates of Gauteng Revival. Tell us, what makes this particular year and this particular gathering so spiritually significant?
Okay, Luko, you know, this year carries a very prophetic weight in spirit. We're in the season where God is calling the church in South Africa to rise into her prophetic identity. Many words have been released that revival will break forth from the nation and flow to Africa and the nations of the world. So tomorrow's gathering is not just a date on the calendar, but it's a divine appointment. We truly believe the heavens are open and God is ready to meet his people at the gates of Gauteng. And this is a moment of visitation. It's a moment of alignment. It's a moment of outpouring. And anyone who feels the Spirit of God should not miss this, not by any chance, because he's about to do great things in our midst.
Now tell us, Prophet Sibo, what atmosphere should people expect when they walk into the revival tomorrow? And what is the spiritual tone of this gathering?
Well, yeah, people come in different expectations, but I can tell you now, you know, people should expect an atmosphere, saturated prayers, worship, the presence of God, obviously. This is a space where believers from all denominations come together to seek the Lord. So it will be an atmosphere of deep intercession, deep worship, declarations over our country, over the gates of Gauteng. Unity in the spirit. We are not gathering for entertainment, obviously. We are gathering to open the gates of Gauteng with authority. So viewers and those who are attending can actually expect encounters. They can expect healing. They can expect renewed strength, clarity, a deep sense of God is here, you know, because God's presence, we are guaranteed that the presence of God will be much in our midst.
Now, why should someone who's listening right now, perhaps undecided or unsure even, why should they make the effort to be at the revival tomorrow?
Because, look, Paul, moments like these don't come often. It's one in a lifetime visitation of God. There are seasons where God visits his people in a special way. And those who respond come part of what he is birthing. There is a birthing of revival in our midst in the season. And so if somebody is feeling spiritually dry, someone is seeking direction, if someone is hungry for revival, someone wants their family, their business, or their walk with God restored and strengthened, this revival is your appointed place of awakening, restoration, healing, and refreshing. You know, sometimes you just need to be in the right room for God to change your entire trajectory. And tomorrow, I can say, is that room that people need to be in so that they can encounter God anew, so that they can, you know, be transformed, be healed, be delivered, be renewed, you know. It's all in one event where the move of God, where the cloud of God will be in our midst. So I guess that is reason enough for people to come. There's been so much brokenness in families, in churches, in businesses, in our economy, in our health system. You know, this is the time where we come in unity and just declare over the gates and bring restoration and healing and revival in our land.
Sure. Now, what would you say is the heartbeat, you know, the core assignment of the Open Ye Gates of Gauteng Revival?
Well, that is a very simple question. The heartbeat is very, very simple. It's to open the spiritual gates of Gauteng and South Africa for the King of Glory to come in. Mm. You know, we are responding to Psalm 24. We are answering heaven's call over this province. Our assignment is easy, is to ignite Gauteng in prayer, strengthen the altars of intercession, stand in the gap for the nation, declaring revival over the land, and aligning South Africa with God's purpose.
Mm. Love that. I understand why you said it's an easy one for you. Now, how can listeners...
Yeah, and maybe just in addition of that, I just want to say that we are not working in silos, but we are also part of a growing movement that is igniting cities across South Africa. Mm. What God is doing in this season is bigger than any one church. So it's not within the four walls, but it's national. And tomorrow we take our place in that bigger prophetic picture of what God is doing, you know, of what intercessors, gatekeepers, pastors, apostles, prophets are doing all over the nation.
Tell us now, Mama, how can listeners practically prepare themselves for tomorrow's revival so that they can receive the most from it?
Simple things. Come with expectation.
Mm.
When you pray for the rain, you carry an umbrella because you believe that what you've prayed for shall come to pass. So expectation is the womb of manifestation. If you believe God will meet you, He will meet you. And so people must come prayed up and yielded, because even in a short moment of personal reflection, repentance, or worship before attending positions one's heart to receive what God is doing. I always encourage people to come with a notebook, come early, and come hungry for God. This gathering is not just a service, Luco. It's a prophetic moment.
Mm.
So we are saying people must prepare themselves spiritually for God to meet them or meet us in a powerful way.
Sure. Any last words, Ma, before I say goodbye to you?
The last word will be this season is upon us now. And we do not know when the next move of God will happen. And I just plead for anyone out there who cares about the country, who cares about families and our economy and everything that is in this land, to partner with us, you know, to join hand with us. Because, you know, when there's unity, the Bible says God commands a blessing. So when we come together as a body of Christ in unity, I wanted to say that there were people who wanted to build a tower of Babylon to reach heaven. The Bible, I'm paraphrasing this, the Bible says God knew that in that unity, He could not stop them from building a tower and reaching heaven. So when we are in unity, there is power and we are unstoppable.
Mm.
And I guess that is my invitation for people to come and partner with us.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Mama. Last details, if you can just let us know the venue, the times, the program of the weekend. Otherwise, we won't be doing justice to this chat.
Yes. So we are starting tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. We are one day away. We are starting tomorrow. We are starting with an evening service. We are starting at 6 p.m. at 3C Church. We are on 8 Jan Smart Avenue in Irene Centurion. And we have another session on Saturday morning. We start at 9:30, and then we will break and then come again at 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday. So I invite everybody to come. Weather, you know, threatens to rain, but rain is also a sign of a blessing. So whether sun or rain, winter or summer, we are here, you know, for God to do what the Lord wants to do in our midst.
Any contact details? Who should we contact?
We have a WhatsApp number that people can actually send their inquiries to. For this conference, I will give you now the number. It just disappeared on my. The number is 078-558-5138. 078-558-5138. So people can send WhatsApp on that number or call for any inquiries. But maybe let me give an additional number for WhatsApp purposes. It's 061-456-3437. Just in case.
Thank you so much, Mama. I really, really appreciate it. And all the best for this coming weekend.
Luca, thank you so much. Thank you for partnering us as Radio Pulpit and having us here to spread the word. We pray that the Lord bless you and bless the listeners and everybody who's partnering with us on this one. Bless you, Sissy.
Amen. Thanks, Emil. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.